This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zecha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and Rabbi Yeshua Aryeh ben Rabbi Yisachar Beresh. Parsha Shelach starts with the episode of the Meraglim. The Torah lists the 12 spies, each one listed as so-and-so ben so-and-so. Shamua ben Zakur, Shafat ben Chori, Kolev ben Yefuneh, and so on. The only exception is Yehoshua, who is called Yehoshua bin Nun, with a chirik under the bays instead of a segel. Why bin and not ben? Ramban in Parshas Kisisa, Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Yud Aleph explains that since Yehoshua was the greatest of the Talmidim of Moshe, he was called bin as a title of honor. The word bin comes from the word bina, wisdom. Yehoshua bin, Yehoshua the wise one. I once heard a different explanation to this question. We are taught that one's students are considered as children. As Rashi says in Parshas Bamidbar, Kol hamelamed is ben chaveroi Torah, ma'ale olav hakosov ki'ilu yoldai. One who teaches his friend's son Torah, the Torah views him as if he fathered him. So although Nun was Yehoshua's biological father, Moshe was also considered Yehoshua's father because he was his Rebbe. And in certain ways, because of the Torah that he taught him, he was Yeshua's main father. Therefore, when it says that Yeshua was the son of Nun, it says bin in a way that is chaser, in a way that is lacking, bin and not ben, to stress that although he was the son of Nun, his main father was Moshe because of the Torah that Moshe taught him. Bin Nun, he was Nun's son, but in a lacking way, because his main father was Moshe Rabbeinu. The Chasam Sofer says yet another pshat. Rashi tells us in Sefer Bereishis that when Hashem changed Sarai's name to Sarah, the letter Yud that was removed from Sarai's name felt wrong. Why was it no longer a part of the name of this great tzaddikus? And Hashem consoled the letter Yud and promised that it would eventually become the first letter of a great tzaddik, namely Yehoshua, when Moshe changed his name from Hoshea to Yehoshua. In its original state, when it was the final letter of Sarai's name, the Yud did not have a vowel. Now when it became the first letter of Yehoshua's name, it needed a shva vowel underneath it. So the two dots, the shva, were borrowed from the segel, which was beneath the word ben, leaving only one dot for the word ben, making it from ben to bin. So because the dots were borrowed from ben, in order to give a shva under the letter yud of Yehoshua's name, that's why it became binun instead of benun. Mefarshim asked two questions on this Chasam Sefer. Firstly, in Pasuk Ches, when listing the Meraglim, the Pasuk says, Lemate Ephraim Hoshea bin Nun. There he was called Hoshea without a Yud. So why does the Pasuk say bin? Without the Yud, the Shva wasn't borrowed. And therefore, in that Pasuk, it should say Hoshea bin Nun and not Hoshea bin Nun. Secondly, they ask, when his name was Hoshea, there was a Tsere, two dots, under the Shin. But when his name was changed to Yehoshua, the Tsere became a Shuruk under the Shin. A Shuruk has three dots, and a Tsere only has two. So over there too we can ask, where did the extra dot come from? Mitzorach Ian. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that at the end of this week's Parsha, we have the Parsha of Tzitzis. There the Pasuk says, U're'isem oisoi u'zechartem es kol mitzvois Hashem. And there are three places in the Torah that we find this lashon, this expression of Uri'isem. In the Parsha of Tzitzis, Uri'isem Oisai. In Parsha Shemois, when Paroi tells Shifra and Pua to kill the Jewish babies at childbirth, he says to them, Uri'isen al ho'evnoyim. When you see them on the birthing stool, you shall kill the babies. And then a third time by the Meraglim, Uri'isem es ha'oretz. See what type of land this land is. So it says Uri'isen three times. Uri'isen oisai, Uri'isem alavnoyim, Uri'isem es ha'oret. In Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, the Mishnah says, Akavyo ben Mahalal Eloimer, Histakel b'shloisha dvorim, v'iyat abo lidei chet. If you look at three things, you will come to sin. Look at me'ayim basa, where you came from, mitipes rucha, from a putrid drop. If you look at that, you won't come to sin. Ula'an ata hoilech, look where you'll end up. L'makam ofar rima v'seleya, to a place of dust and worms. If you think about that and look at that, you won't come to sin. V'lefnei mi ata osed liten din v'cheshbon, and before whom will you have to give a reckoning and account? And if one sees that in front of him, that he'll have to give an account to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he won't come to sin. Says Reb Shmelko Nicholsburg, this Mishnah is hinted to with the three times of the word Urisen. The Mishnah said, look me'ayin boso, and then you won't come to sin. That's the pasuk of Urisen al ho'ev noyim. If you will see on the birthing stool, you will look at the birthing stool, you'll know me'ayin boso, and you won't come to sin. Look ula'ana to'oilech, where you're going to. That's the next pasuk. Urisem as ha'oret, look at the ground. Every person will end up in a makam rima v'seleya. And thirdly, lifnei ata osid litein din v'cheshbin. You will have to give an account and a reckoning before Hashem. That's the pasuk of Urisem oisai. You should see Hashem. And if you look and you see Hashem, you won't come to sin. The three words Urisem, corresponding to the three things one should look at in order to avoid sinning.